Got an email of a question, which was a good question. I think it was from Yitzhak Greenberg. I think so. So let me relate to it a little bit. Basically, I thought we said something very nice. So let's just go over what we said and then the question. We were bothered that there seems to be a stira in Taisus. Is that Taisus says, Taisus Rabbeinu Tam explains his answer, that the Gemara's question is that Kiyim includes Lamad, because you can't get Kiyim without Lamad. So why should you say Kiyim and not Lamad, or not Lime? Once you say Kiyim, you're already saying that he learned, because he can't learn the Kiyim without Lamad. So then Taisus says, below Masig Adaite, so we were midaik. I mean, why does Taivis have to say no asik adaite? Obviously, anytime anyone asks a kasha, so if the Gemara asks a kasha, they obviously didn't know the answer. That's like a silly thing to say. Of course, I know asik adaite. If they were asik adaite, they wouldn't have asked the question. So I can figure that out. Anytime the Gemara is going to ask a kasha, Taivis is going to say no asik adaite, the answer. So we explained, and I think this is right shot, that lo asik adaite is coming to answer a question that normally it's not fair. The Amina didn't know the answer, and the Gemara is mechayish the answer. But over here, Taisus feels the answer is obvious, so he's bothered by Akasha. The answer is obvious. What was the Gemara's question? And for Taisus, you know, sometimes strange things happen, a tremendous doichik. That even though the answer is obvious, so asik adaite. So Taivis is saying with these words, he's saying a chiddush. He's saying a chiddush that there, you have to say in this Gemara a daichik, which we don't usually say in most Gemaras, that the Gemara wasn't asik adaite, the obvious answer. Okay. But for meanwhile, we're medayik from the fact that Taivis says asik adaite, that Taivis feels that the answer is pashut. And that's why Taivis had to write this line. So then we were bothered, Taivis Umishani. So why did Taivis have to discuss Umishani? And he's not have to think what the Mishani is. If Kufa Taivis Oasik Adaita, because he thought the answer is Pashut. So why does he have to explain the answer? Forget, Taivis thought the answer is so Pashut, he couldn't understand the Havamina. He had to say the Havamina was no Asik Adaita. So the answer is yes, I'm Asik Adaita. So what's Taivis's need of Arichas explained to Mishani? Right? That was our problem. So we saw Rabbi Shamir, Beresat Taisus, Rabbi Natam, that, and it was pretty clear from his Lashon, that he says there's two points that the problem it says that he was lo asik adaite, even though Rabbi Yochanan said lime with a yud, it's hu adin lamad, and it's because he held in svar there's no chiddik, which means what he seems like he's saying like this: the problem is not so much that in svara it's logically different. In svara it makes perfect sense that there's no difference between lamad and lime. But the problem is that the Gemara should have been asik adaite because they should have read Rabbi Yochanan's words. Since Rabbi Yochanan said lime, he didn't say lamad. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan is splitting between lamad and lime. If Rabbi Yochanan felt that lamad and lime are the same, he should have said lamad. He shouldn't have bothered saying lime. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said lime, no arinim, is mukluch that obviously lamad, yes, arinim. And there's some difference between Laman and Limeid. So how could the Gemara ask the Kasha? Many Gemara should have asked, well, I know what you, Rabbi Yochanan, hold. I don't understand the Svara. Okay, that would have been a valid question. But the Gemara's Kasha that say Kiyem, and we know Laman, but Rabbi Yochanan said Limeid. So what do you want? And obviously, Rabbi Yochanan hold, there is some difference between Laman and Limeid. So it's no Asik Adaite to be Medayik in the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. That's what we said on Wednesday. So Greenberg asked me a question. Then if that's the case, then that question is true, even in Rashi, because Rashi also, we have the same question. Obviously, there's a difference between Laman and Levig from Rav Yochanan's Lashon. So what is the, as we felt, unless you say that idea, maybe our idea was wrong. We thought that the fact that Tosis only says this in Tosis implies that Rashi is not Shver. Now the truth is maybe that's not such a great deik, because maybe Rashi would have been Shver too, but he never got off the ground, Rashi, so he didn't bother saying it. But the Mashmos is Mashma, that fact that Tosis says it only on his chat, didn't say it on Rashi's chat. Mashma is not true according to Rashi. So why not? And even in Rashi, you have the exact same problem, that how could it be that the Gemara was no asking a daita in Mishnah before we came along and we said Tavius meant no asking a daita the Svara. So then it's very good. And in Rashi, it's a very difficult Svara, because since Kiyam is better than anything else, so why should Lime be better than Kiyam? According to Taibis, it's not such a hard svara. But if the Loasi Adaita is a diak in the Lashon, so that's true even in Rashi also, right? Right, that's what he asks. So what are you people, anyone say anything?
I mean, could we just say that if in, they're just the same shot, that if in svara it's harder to say, so then, I mean, it's not like the Gemara didn't notice that he used the Rabbi Yochanan used the language of Limid. Chat is, was he dafka? Was he not dafka? So if it's a very hard svara like it is in Rashi, then it doesn't bother Tosas as much.
Right. Okay. That's what I was thinking too. In other words, and that's what the that's really what Rabbi Natam seems to say. Rabbi Natam says, even in Tosas, that there's a reason why lo asik adaite. The reason why lo asik adaite. This point is because he held in Svara, they're the same. So the two are interconnected. In other words, Taiva's problem is he should have seen from the Lashon it must be different. His answer is that he was asking a daite. Why not? Because in Svara, he felt they're the same. So he felt that he had to be daichik the Lashon. That's a little bit daichik because it's not such a mukhrok Svara in Taiva that they're the same. But in Rashi, that there's a much stronger svara that Limein is not better than Kiyem, so it's much better. Why no Asik Adaite? And there's Ein according to Taisa. I mean, even in Taibis will say that. And you're right. I agree, Rabbi. That we're not saying that the Rav no Asik Adaite because they didn't read Rav Yechonin's words carefully. That would be past for us. We're saying no Asik Adaite that Rav Bantam says because in svara. He held it can't be. So the Svara was caused him to be Daichik the Lashon. So in Rashi, that's not so Daichik. Because in Rashi, there's a really strong Svara that Kiyam is better than everything. So therefore, it makes sense. Okay, they have this really strong Svara. I, they saw Rav Yochanan's Lashon. What can you do? So you have to be Daichik Rav Yochanan's Lashon. But Taisus felt that in his chat, it's hard to hear that it was such a strong svara that it motivated you to be daichik the lashon. So I just has to say that yes, that's what happened. Even in my shot, you have to say that the hamin held that it's such a bad svara that no masik adaita. Okay, Shamir doesn't look happy.
Right. I hear. I over Shabbos, if you asked me this question, I answered a little differently. I just said that in Rashi. The Gemara could have understood that limit is more. Just the Gemara is asking off al pikain. The Gemara is asking off al pikain that the whole idea of learning is only maybe the Maisa, and therefore Kiyam should trump it. In Tosfos, if the Gemara already knew that there's something additional to limit, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is zeroing in on, and the Gemara asked the question wrong. Because if the Gemara already knew that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking specifically to Limeid, but in Echanami you would say Lamad, then the Gemara shouldn't say that Lamad's Bichlal Kiyam. The Gemara needs to attack Maishna Limeid.
Okay, I think it's basically the same nugget there. Well, okay, in other words, that in Rashi, you know, that in Rashi, even if you say Limeid is better, but it's not going to be that better than Kiev.
Well, not bad. It's just more of limit. Limit is more is more learning Torah, but sof kol sof is maybe the day Misa, so therefore it doesn't make for a difference.
Okay, I hear. Okay. All right. What does Tysus say? Let's go back in Tysus. But so that was good. So what is Tysus? So Tysus says, Mishani. So now the way we're explaining it is Tysus does have to explain the Svara. So there is a problem which Shamir told me the Kikoyin Diyana asked, and I looked at the Kikoyin Diyana. I do not know what he's saying, I have to be honest. He does seem to ask it, but I don't know what he's answering. Is that Tavis in his answer says, Mishani Hoda Gemuri, the Limeid Vadai Lo Armini Do Vadai Adet. So why does Tavis, since we have to say that the Gemara and the Havamina didn't know this Sara, and Fakirat, we have to say, in light of what we just explained, we have to say the Gemara and the Havamina held was so adamant in Svara that Limeid is not so much better, that the Gemara, based on that being adamant in Svara, was Deichek, the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. So why should the Gemara's answer say Vadai? Vadai means that, like you're an idiot. I'm an idiot, I get it. You see, the Havamina had a very strong Svara. Tavis should say that the Mechaskana is Mechadesh, you know, Zetmin the fun is like a shmooze, you know, even though it's a radical Kiddush, but you have to say it in order to explain Rabbi Yochanan's words. But not that it's a Vadai Odif. You know, Vadai Odif seems to imply that the way simple reading of Vadai Odif means for sure, then no one could argue with this. I mean, what do you mean no one could argue? The whole Havamina argued with this. So how can you say it's Vadai? Right. That was our problem that we had. So the Kikoyin Diyana does stop on why Tavis says Vadai, and he does say something, but I don't understand what he's saying, I must admit. He says, in other words, he's saying that Tavis is saying that he's answering with Tokef, but why? What's motivating Tavis to say that he's answering, that he's like, oh, you idiot. It's definitely different. What makes Meheche Taisi?
Well, again, Tosis is trying, in the Kikun the Yonah, Tosis is trying to explain why the Gemara needed to first say Hala Migmar, why the Gemara didn't just go straight to Hala Agmure. I know that Rabbi Yochanan's statement was relevant, La Agmure. That's the whole point in Tosis.
I don't hear that because
according to Tosis,
the way we explain Taisis is Havamina, the Gemara is Havamina. The Gemara knew when we just finished what we said. Gemara knew Rabbi Yochanan said Limeid, but the Gemara felt that since Kiyem is Lomad, and the Gemara felt that Lomad and Limeid are the same, so they didn't understand Rabbi Yochanan. So the answer has to be
the answer.
Kiyem is Lomad, but Limeid is different.
But the Gemara's answer really is that Rabbi Yochanan, when he said Limeid, he meant Limeid. He was specific Limeid.
Yeah, I understand, but they have to explain why Limeid is special, because Limeid is the Hamina was the Gemara's question is, why is Limeid different than Kiyim? Kiyim has Lamad, and we don't think there's any Maida between Limeid over Kiyim, over Lamad. So they have to say that they have to highlight that Limeid has an advantage over Lamad. I don't hear the problem. And I don't know. Maybe that's what he's saying. I don't know. I don't hear it.
Okay. Again, the Gemara and the Havamina understood Rabbi Yochanan be saying who did Lamad to the Lo Amrina.
Well, only because why? Because even though they knew the setup is obvious, Kiyem is Lamad, and he said Limeid Lo Amrina. But the whole reason why they saw it, who did Lama Lo Amrina, is because they couldn't figure out a difference between Lama and Limeid. So their answer has to be that to split Lama and Limeid.
It's hard. In the language of Hala Migmar, mean Hala Migmar. I mean, the Gemara's question was that that lomar is bichlal kiyim. So halam migmar doesn't really address, is not, lomar is always going to be bichlal kiyim. We're never going to get away from lomar being bichlal kiyim. Saying that halam migmar is not adding explanation to lomar being bichlal kiyim.
Yeah, okay. So I was saying lama bichlal kiyim, and that we do say. Which includes to learn.
Lime was never bichlal kiyim in Torah.
Yeah, but this that we will say is hala migmar, hala gmure. The migmar we will say, like gmure we won't say. I don't see the
shot. Hala hala migmar meaning ha that we will say he's lamad, but ha lagmuri won't say he's limay.
Yeah, ha kiyem, which is kiyem, is saying the migmar that we say, and lagmuri we won't say. See, that was the problem. The Hamina held that there's no difference between lamad and limay. So the answer is highlighting the difference. Okay, so anybody have an answer why Tavin says Vadai? Says it twice. Mishani Oda Gmur, the Nimud Vadai no Amirin, the Vadai Odet. Shemevi is a Rabbi Midei Maisa.
I'll
have to give you another minute to think. I was trying to say in share today, Vadai can have two meanings. Vadai can mean, of course, for sure, it's obvious. And Vadai can mean definitely, which means not that it's obvious, but it's definitely true. It's always true. In other words, I was trying to say like this, the Tavis is a problem in the Gemara. And I think it is somewhat of a problem. We went ahead and we want to praise, we praise Chizkiyah that he was limeh. We leave that out for everyone else, but we praise other people they were lamad. Now, what does that mean? This way, Chizkiyah gets the greatest praise. Me'eche Teisa is getting the greatest praise. It should be dependent on the situation. I'll give you a situation. We have two people. We have the world's biggest masmid who sits in Lakewood and he learns day and night. Be Ian on a tremendously high level, but he's not limeid. But he's the world's biggest masmid, right? And then we have somebody who teaches third grade, and not such a big masmid. He teaches a few hours a day, teaches an hour a day, gives a class. After third grade, that would be too good. He gives a Mishnah Berurah shiur after the. After the Vesika Minyan on Shabbos. So he's limeid. So you say that's a greater shvach. Which person got a bigger shvach? You say the masmid from Lakewood who lomad every second, or the guy that teaches the Mishnah Berurah share for 15 minutes after the Hashkama Minyan.
So obviously talking about apples to apples. It has to be apples to apples.
Why is apples to apples? No one discussed it. So in other words, Tavis, I would say, is bothered by a problem that how can you say that limeid is greater than lomad? It's ambiguous. It's not, it depends on the situation. It depends who you are limeid, how much you are limeid, how many. It's not necessarily a greater shvach. To which David has answered, no, it's vadai. It's not dependent. It's across the board. Limeid is always better. Now, doesn't mean that in my case, Solomon is also better. So maybe he's better. But I always have something that you don't have. If I taught the Hashkama Minyan 15-minute Mishnah Berurah and you didn't teach, then I have some shvach that you don't have. You know, it's like I did a mitzvah and you didn't do that mitzvah. Now you maybe did a different mitzvah, okay? You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu figures out. But there's a shvach. There's a shvach that I have that you don't have. And by saying limei by Chizkia, we're giving Chizkia a shvach that other people don't have, because no matter how much learning you do, you'd be the biggest master in the world. That doesn't, you know, like we keep on saying, a lot of one thing doesn't equal something else. So you cannot, your vadai, it's lama never equals lime.
Rabbi, I was thinking something, I'm sorry. No, I was thinking something very similar, not to answer the vadai question. I didn't have think of that, but I think another problem we had last week, the guys were asking was, why does Tosus need to say the pshat and the maila of limed is that you're maybe a serabim lidei maisa? Maybe the pshat is it's a higher level learning, that you get more learning, why does Tosus feel the need to teach up that's the maila of limed, that you're going to bring people to do mitzvahs? Right. But this would work very nicely, maybe, that the fact that it's learning, b'chlal, like Rebbe's saying, we don't know what by the hesped, we're not talking about quantifying how much learning, how little learning, and the same thing with the ma'isa. If it would just be the mitzvah of Harbatzis Torah, maybe the other person has 20 other mitzvahs. Maybe Tosis wants to touch up the maila of teaching Torah in a way that is unique from everything else. It's not a mitzvah, and it's not learning. It's maybe a serabim de ma'isa.
Why not? Maybe it's a Robin Levine Limud. How did you address that question?
Because I think he's saying that maybe it's a Robin Levine Limud. It's just more the same as my own Limuds. And that if I cause a Robin to, if I learned five times as much, maybe that's the equivalent of, because if you don't have the Sfarah, that Gadol Limud, maybe they Maisa. So when I cause you to learn, so I get a chedek in your learning. So if I'm a bigger masmid, so I learn twice as much. So okay, so I still end up ahead of the game. I learned, I'm this super masmid. So you learned, when you gave your shir, you had five, your learning was multiplied by five, but you only gave your shir an hour a day. So it's as considered as if you learned 5 hours, but I learned 10 hours a day. So in the,
again, we're clearly being machshir the fact that a rabbin does something is something more than a yachid doing something. So the high, like just the same thing as far as your own limud. Your own limud is bringing yourself lidei maisa. Yet despite that fact, we're saying what bringing the rabbin lidei maisa is a different madrega. So the same thing should be true as far as bringing the rabbin lidei limud.
Okay,
I was thinking
with Rafi was that by learning, you could say that my, you know, it's like learning, it can add to my learning can be equal to five people's learning. But I there's no way that my Maisa can be made equal to maybe it's a Rabban Lidei Maisa. You know, because, you know, it's like, in other words, maybe the Maisa is subjective on the individual. In other words, you don't need for a regular person to be maybe they might say, you don't have to learn on the level of the stipler. So his learning is maybe him to be they might say, when he learns what he's supposed to learn. So if I teach the rabbin, so you got all the rabbin, maybe they might say. So that there's no way that one person's maybe they might say can be equal to the maybe the rabbin who they might say.
It's a little tricky though, because Pashup shot that the greater the person, the more significant his meisim are. So like it's a dealt different caliber of meisa, just like as far as it being a whole different caliber of limud.
Yes, I don't know.
I mean, maybe we could say rather that the point is as far as the vadai. The Hainu, all Tosos is ready to say we could say vadai about is that it's vadai maybe the meisa. He's not ready to say vadai as far as it being a level of the mamish, or the mamish konit like Torasso, Mamish, maybe they limud that much. Tosas is not ready to say. It's maybe they might. That is maybe they myself. Upanami is ready to say.
I didn't thought of what.
In order for it limud to be mamish limud, that might be a very high madrega for the rabbim to say mamish. The rabbim are higili, they limud. Maybe in echanami, the rabbim are not higili, they limud. You know, they're not higia to the point of al tegamgem v'tomar lo.
You're lishitaska from last week with the gemara and brachas. Then most people only get scharita.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, okay, I don't like that.
No, again, you can say a little better. The Hainu, they walk away with the Rebbe's Torah, but they're not. Their Rebbe's Torah didn't become their Torah. To say that the Rab Vandai, that the Rabbim are walking away, that the Rebbe's Torah became their Torah, that level we're not going to say. But Al Kopan, if they walk away with the Rebbe's Torah, that they're walking with the Rebbe's Torah, maybe the De Maisa.
Okay, I hear. I hear. I am in general. You know, you raise a point, so I'll mention it. In general, this whole Gemara, the Gemara says, Godol Talmud Rebbe de Maisa. So, you know, we mentioned this. So what happens when you're not learning de Maisa? What happens when you learned already? You already know the Maisa. You know, I already learned all the halachas. So, you know, when do we continuously, does every time you keep on learning, I'm chasering something for the 50th time. So it's also maybe de Maisa. I don't know. I don't know how the, you know, I don't have the clarity in this.
I thought
if you get a different clarity, if you're walking away with a different clarity, isn't it? It's like a different shas. I'm saying your whole hashkafa on the halacha is a different. Your whole hashkafa on observance of Hashem's Torah is a different.
Yeah, but that it depends on what maybe they ma'isa means. Maybe they ma'isa means I think mystically maybe, but maybe they ma'isa means practically. You know, I got a deeper understanding in the sugya of Taisus and somewhere that's going to be maybe they ma'isa.
I mean, the Rabbi Yisrael, his third type of his spilus is the Ian Behalachas, that it's as far as the fact he talks about it being carved to his spilus if a person is doing it properly.
Isn't there Rabbi Yisrael by the Ben Sora or Morer? It's never going to happen, but he says that maybe the Maisa is just how to learn, even though it's never really going to happen. I don't know, maybe I'm not saying it over,
but he quotes the Gemara, maybe the Maisa?
No, I don't know, maybe not. I thought he was saying that, no, maybe he doesn't, I'm not sure.
And every Gemara. But I don't know if that's what maybe the Maisa means.
As far as Tosos, it's clear that the Pshita's Tosos is not saying like that, meaning because Pashup Shah and Tosa's whole idea is to say that you can't have Kiyam without Limid. Pashup Shah is not just Barasi Yitzhahara Barasi Tola Tavlin. Like, your Maisa is like not a Maisa without the Lamad in Tosa's Pashup Shah. Tosa's saying that it's not a Kiyam if you weren't Lamad. It's Mashwa like your Maisa was good Nishta Maisa without the Lamad.
I don't know. Boy, oh boy, you really have to get the Baabatim. Okay, let's start a new point.
The Balabatim go with the Meiri. He waters it down.
What's a Meiri?
He like seems to be saying like it's like more Mahudr, your Maisim are more Mahudr if you're Lama. It's a little much for the Meiri, like not like the strength of the Peshitas of Tosfos.
You know, Taisa says that you can't get the Kiyan without Lama.
I agree, yes. I don't think they agree.
Taisa is pretty stark. You know, that is. In other words, but that is true. In other words, Taibis learns in Gemara's Kasha that if you said Kiyim, you're automatically saying Lamad, because you can't get the king without Lamad. Who said that? The Gemara only says Gadol Talmud, maybe they Maisa. Mer never said that it's impossible to get the Maisa without Lamad. But Taibis is taking the Gemara much further that Gadol Talmud, maybe they Maisa. And if you see a person doing Maisa, it's a psik ratio that he's Lamad. That's pretty radical.
Okay. Well, you see, it's Kim. All the Gemara said was Kim.
Yeah, but the Gemara that by saying Kim, you're saying Lamad.
Because you can't possibly keep every. I mean, I don't know if it fits into that Gemara in
well, there's no nice from Da'al Bus that keeps the mitzvahs without Lamad. He has a shayla, he has his place.
Then he's acting all pi that hora. You know, that then he's acting.
No, he can do one maisa maybe.
That's what he made.
You can that's do a maisa.
Because he goes, he, you know.
He's part of the Robin who were brought li day maisa, all day the limade.
I don't know. That's called limade. I don't know. Okay, all right, let's do the next shelter. Let's start the shelter. The shelter supposedly is the anti-Chavetz Chaim shot. So we'll have to see. Why is Shamir shaking his head? Okay. The shelter is Rav Haigo. Lo garis kiyim aminin limin lo aminin. That he doesn't have, Rav Yochanan did not say that. And the goris umanach tefillin v'hoder amarnan, the pseudo. All they're doing is they're quoting a story that Rav Yochanan, he asked Rav Yochanan some shayla. We don't even know what he asked him. And Rav Yochanan waited till he put on tefillin before he answered. The pseudo. And that's it. Parach mi Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Hey, chumanach tefillin tchila kodesh shayal imirem hashmaitza." Why did Rav Yochanan go ahead and first put on his own tefillin before he answered the question? Halo lama lima gadol mimaisa. In other words, we have some account of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, when we know from kedushin. Godel Talmud, maybe they Maisa, which means that Limud is greater than Maisa. So we have a kasha on Rav Yochanan's behavior. Rav Yochanan went ahead and put on tefillin before he taught. If Limud is learning Torah comes first, so he should have first answered the Shaila and then put on tefillin. Right? In other words, the kasha is Rav Yochanan put on tefillin and then he answered the question. So it seems from his sequence of this, like a sequential, what do you do? The three, if you have two mitzvahs that come to you at the same time, so Taiva's assumption is that you do the bigger one first. You do the bigger one first. So if the bigger mitzvah is to teach, to learn and to teach, should have done that one first. So why did he put on tefillin first and then answer the question? He should have answered the question first. Right, that's the Gemara's question. Umishani or the Migmar or the Gmuri. So the Migmar Nashe, if he was learning himself, Limud Gadlish Mede Maisa. If he was learning himself, if he had learned himself, Enochinami, he would have learned himself before he put on tefillin. But since his goal was to teach others, no other. So if I care, putting on his own filling, that came first. So what the Shilta seems to be saying, that in priority, first comes your own learning. Your own learning is the most important thing. You should do that first, because Talmud maybe today Maisa. The next most important thing is putting on your own tefillin. And the third and the least important is to teach. And therefore that gets done at the very last. So this is the anti-Chavetz Chaim Shultz. And he's saying, Pump Faker from Taisus, Pashtus. Pashtus is Pump Faker, as far as Afuchas in Taisus. Davis before said that the Gemara is answering that teaching is greater than Limud, than Lamad. Limud is greater than Lamad. That was the Gemara's answer before. And Rav Yochanan said Lamad, but he wouldn't say Limud, because Limud is greater. And now the Gemara is saying, Pumfakir, that Limud is the least, the bottom of the totem pole. Okay. So
I mean, I think that's a little, all right. Like, again, simply speaking, there's a funny thing here that Tosa says that your own limit is maybe that he maisa, mashma, that he's saying that you're teaching others is not maybe they maisa. So he's
no, maybe you're teaching others is maybe they maisa, but there's not so much chard. Type is Pashup Shop, the shelters hold.
The shelters, he explained it. Your limit is better because it's maybe that a maisa.
Because it's maybe today your maisa. So, in other words, your maisa comes, the Pashup Shop, the shelter says, you come first. So your learning comes first and your maisa comes first. But the fact that you're someone else's learning, and which includes in it someone else's maisa, that's secondary. So first you worry about yourself. You have to worry about yourself first. So first you have to worry about your own learning. Then you have to worry about your own maisa. Then you worry about your friend's learning, which is your friend's maisa. The priority of chashivas, you're the bigger mitzvah when you do it for yourself.
Again, as far as like in the Havana and Tosos over here, simply speaking, he's saying a distinction as far as how I would understand is like Lima takes priority over Maisa within oneself because Lima is Maisa plus.
Okay, so teaching is also Maisa plus for the rabbit, but we don't
no, but that's care not, about the rabbit.
I don't care. I care about myself. Mr.
But again,
what first?
Again, it's not an issue of my coming first. Hashem commanded me to do mitzvahs. So Lima's Maisa plus. Okay, so then I take Maisa plus over Maisa. But as far as teaching others, you're right, it's maybe the Rabban Lidei Maisa. Fine, but so close, so I have to do Maisa klapi bore olam. I need stop to do a Maisa.
Okay, so that's the same thing.
I have to focus
on my own learning and my own Avodas Hashem takes precedence over your learning and your Avodas Hashem.
My own doing what Hashem commanded me to do, meaning if I
Hashem commanded me to do. That's still anti-Chavetz Chaim. In other words, it seems to be, the Shulchan seems to be saying, Pshuto Kemashmo, that you're supposed to worry about your own learning, and you're supposed to worry about your own doing mitzvahs. And then, after you've taken care of all that, you still have free time, then you can go ahead and start worrying about teaching others.
It's not an issue of worry. Again, we none of us have said that you should be Marvitz Torah, not put on tefillin in the morning, right? So, like,
it's only a question of what you should do first. I don't think there was a shaila here that he has enough time to do both. He has enough time to put on tefillin.
Rabbi Yochanan probably wore tefillin the whole day.
What?
The chlal, Rabbi Yochanan probably wore tefillin the whole day. He probably wore tefillin already.
Yes, but he took him walk because he went to the bathroom.
Right. So it's not a question of a mitzvah of veris or anything.
Right. I mean, I understand the Gemara is that maybe he put on tefillin because this way the learning is not, it doesn't lose it. You don't lose any of the learning by delaying the learning. They'll get the answer to the question 5 minutes later. It doesn't make any difference. But tefillin, you lose out 5 minutes of wearing tefillin.
Right, they defend the Talmidei Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi Elazar defend the raya that the Rav Achai Gon's Girsa is bringing from this. They defend that by saying what Rebbe is saying. The Hainu that you can put on it's not one being doka the other. You can put on tefillin and then answer them. Then you can have the tefillin also. You can have both.
Yeah, you might as well do the tefillin right away.
And it's more covered Torah also. He says, right? It's more covered a Torah to where it's filling when you give the answer.
And those are the two sforim that Amid Rabbi and Tam Rabbi Elazar bring.
Okay.
To address that, if you're not in the Shultas world, why don't you have a Raya?
Correct, yes.
Well, the Maisa, it's very strange. And this is, I don't know if we have time to, you know, we just don't have time today to think about it, is that it almost sounds like, you know, like in the Tisus, you know, there's opposite, such a big machlokes. You know, there's Rabbeinu Tam holds, you know, both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are saying that teaching is way greater than your own learning. And according to Rashi, According to Rashi, it's mamish the opposite of the shultis. According to Rashi, the bottom of the barrel is your own learning. The next comes Kiev, and Limit is on top.
Again, they're just
in other words, according to Rashi, right, and according to the shultis, Limit is on the bottom, and your own learning is on the top.
I guess, according to Shiltus, theoretically, you get more schar for teaching. Just, I'm not in position to do such. It's incumbent upon me to fulfill my chiyuv yaguf. If it'd be e'efshar yaday acherim, it'd be a different cheshbon. But I'm saying, provided that it's efshar yaday acherim, I have to fulfill my chiyuv yaguf. Once I fulfill my chiyuv yaguf, I'll be zocher to teach Torah, and it might be an even wilder schus. But so goes well.
Because it's, I don't agree with you, because it's master of the Gemara saying that if it was his own learning, then he would have learned before he put on tefillin.
That's because it's Maisa plus. I'm saying it's a special svar. The high
note. No, but normally, if it would be a real chiyuv, we don't tell you. The Talmud Torah is not daicha any mitzvah. You're not daicha a mitzvah because of Talmud Torah. It's efshar yaday acherim, then you do the mitzvah mevatel tirah. So you have to say that this is called efshar yaday acherim because you can delay the tefillin. There's no rush in the tefillin. You can put, like we said, he already put on tefillin. He's going to put on tefillin later. He's not going to be over the iser of he's not going to be mevatel the mitzvah tefillin. The chiyuv of tefillin is only once during the day, but we mekayim the chiyuv. So the reason there was no pashup shot in the shita in the shultis, it's just a question of what's more chashiv. You do what's more chashiv. He's not doing this because of his kiyum, because then he would have done it even if his own learning, but he wouldn't daicha. Because the mitzvah shafshar de'achayrim is iafshar de'achayrim is daicha learning. Tara says, it wasn't. There's no chiyuv to put on tefillin, but stop. My mitzvahs come first, so it's just very strange that there seems to be such a big machlokes between the shultis and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds that his learning is the bottom, and teaching is the very, very top. Rabbeinu Tam is not as extreme. You know, he has his learning is over Kiyum, but still teaching others is on the very top. And right now there are three models. According to Rashi, what comes out is the bottom is learning yourself. The next the better than that is Kiyum, and better than that is teaching. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the bottom is kiyum. Better than that is limed yourself, and better than that is teaching. According to the shultis, the bottom rung is teaching. Learning kiyum is the middle, and learning yourself is the top.
There's an nafkamina and a hug between Tosfos and the shultis seems to be. If it's efshar teaching all the efshar, if it's efshar the acherim, whether you should teach or you should be osik in my
right. It seems like a very, very, it's just a little strange that there'd be such a, you know, such a gigantic machlokes. Somehow I don't think the Rashiva would have agreed that the shultis doesn't accept his, you know, the hashkafa. You know, Rashiva would not go for that so fast.
Rebbe, you know, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Yeshaya brings the question is that Mizakas or Rabbim should be bigger.
We are Tosfos Rabbeinu Yeshaya.
Yeah, it's brought in the Shita Mekubetzes. He asked on the Shultas. He brings that the Lo Nehir Lari, whoever the Ri is being cited in the
Tosfos. Oh, yeah, he asked that on the Shultas.
Correct.
Oh, in the shita, I have to look. That's really interesting.
I would just say that the part is that you withheld. The higher it's intuitive that a person has to do what's incumbent. I'm saying
this is a mitzvah also. Our boss is trying to mitzvah too. We, you know,
We, again, general Lamasha, we say a Maisa Begufo is Adif, right? You have a child of Tefillin and Mezuzah, so you do Tefillin because it's a Maisa Begufo. There's an intuitive, how do we understand for what our source to that is, but there seems to be a source that a Maisa Begufo is Adif than a Maisa that's not Begufo. So,
okay, so you're saying the Maisa, that's the Shoftas. You're saying that the Shoftas Shita is that we go ahead and if everything is equal and there's no pressure, since learning and teaching others is not such an amazing thing. So, okay, you know, the other things are priority.
It's an amazing thing, but it just there's a certain concept of like a mitzvah gufo. Halakhic takes halakhic precedence. I don't know, it could be halavai would happen that you didn't want bali deka. Halavai, you only had the mitzvah of teaching others and you were no other mitzvah that was ever.
You're trying to play the Tazi trick on us.
Right, exactly. I'll put it exactly. Not a charge.
Okay, I don't know. That's not.
Okay. Why is Rabbi keep on saying that Rashiva says felt that the teaching was better? Rashiva seemed to hold that you should do the 14 years, whether you're going to be a third grade Rebbe, whether you're going to be a fundraiser, whether you're going to be a base medrash Rebbe, you should learn for 14 years. That doesn't sound like teaching is necessarily the top thing. It's just the calls him on base. There's a time for everything. There's time for learning also. I mean, there was a time when the other yeshivas were pushing guys to go out 21, 22 years old, or yeshivas.
I thought that's because you're not supposed to throw gasoline on the fire. I mean, you wouldn't want to throw water on the fire.
Doesn't that mean someone can't be a third grade Rebbe unless they learn for 14 years in yeshiva?
It's a different third grade Rebbe. It gets involved with the Havana of what it means. Again, Tosha's fault. A Maisa that doesn't have Torah is not a Maisa. It's a different, a Torah without a Maisa.
Someone's going to be a fundraiser. It's also not going to be a different fundraiser if he learns from.
It's a different judgment. It's a different judgment in fundraising. What are you talking about? I heard a story that the Rashivas that's all said about my wife's grandfather, that he saved the yeshiva as far as like there was a certain thing that they were considering doing the yeshiva, and Lamaisa as an accountant, because you can't do that. And like there's very difficult shilas that come up in yeshiva fundraising. You don't want to have an Amma Aretz in charge of yeshiva fundraising if you want it to keep straight.
Okay, so it's obviously not so pushed. The teaching comes first, is what I'm saying.
You need to have people with judgment in running most of the Torah. Otherwise, things that are usher. You don't want to have people doing things that
Rashida just felt you shouldn't be doing learning forever necessarily. Unless you're a certain person, you shouldn't be learning forever. There's a Kolzman Beis.
My shirt shot is the Rashiva that's always made a place of our butts to Torah. And this is what it was. This creates a mensch. That's where to go out to the field and be a Marvitz Torah. Anything short of that, I'm not ready.
I think the answer is that the Rashiva held that, like what you said yourself, is that you're doing our butts to Torah even while you're working. Everyone's doing our butts to Torah. We're all doing our bat zayin. We're doing our bat zayin because we make kiddush Hashem's, and we make and we're much beyond our family and our kids and our neighbors. But I think he did feel that really there is
without the Mount Torah, they're not a mensch.
What? Yeah, without saying that. Okay.
Is it did the Rashiva only hold like Shas Pesach or something like that? Only because. Is it always or just only at certain times?
You're asking a good question. And I don't want to get it. You know, we're supposed to be learning. We're not supposed to be Tosh Kappa. I don't know the answer to that. In other words, I had that question. It was Nogeira Maisa, because I was in Israel and I got an offer to come to Miami. And I must admit, I wasn't so excited. But she was pushing because felt there was more Abbas's tire. But then they offered it to someone else. I said, oh, she was a Shas Pazer. Someone else wants it. So if someone else can do it, then you're not supposed to take it. Anyway, Rashiva told me no.
that's not who, again, your Rebbe's presuming the Rashiva that's all held their comparable calibers. I'm saying that's not, Shas Kinas Pazer is not talking. Yeah, if Tom's, Joe Schmo and Tammy Gee going out to do our Bat Satorah, you should try to go out there yourself. If a person qualitatively believes that they're going to do a better job than the next
person. No, I didn't believe I was doing a better job. The other person was very qualified. Okay,
but the Rosh Shivas, that's all, may have believed, right?
No, I don't think so. The other person was very qualified. He just told me that you're not supposed to fight for the mitzvah.
Rabbi, explain it again. I don't know. I'm not. What's Tzvi's question? And just
there's a Gemara that I don't remember the words. The Shas Pazer Kanes, that when there's a lot of people, seems to say when the Gemara in the Hillel, I think, said, that when there's a lot of people teaching Torah, they don't need you, then you're supposed to be in Anav. You know, you don't run after COVID, so go into your little corner and you keep to yourself. They don't need you. It's only when there's a shortage, when there's a shortage, then you're supposed to go out. So it would seem to indicate, Pashas, that let's say if you're learning in Israel, in the Mir, and you're not the type of person that can go out to the sticks. Elamai, the only place you can teach is in Yerushalayim in some yeshiva. For every applicant, there's 25, for every job, there's 50 applicants. So if you don't need the money, so forget. So better let someone else take the job, because there's no, even though they don't need you. If you're ready to go out to Eilat, and you're capable of going to Eilat, so maybe there they need you, so fine. But if you're a type of Israeli who cannot go to Eilat, and it's not so easy to go to Eilat, you know, a special skill set, and you can only work in the Haredi world. In the Haredi world, there is no shortage of people. So Pashas, from that Gemara and Brachas, it would seem to indicate that you should not go and talk about Tzitzar for a different reason, not because of the Shultz reason, because of the reason of Anivis. Anivis, the world doesn't need you, it's supposed to be an Anav. That is the Pashas Pshat in the Gemara. I do think that's what the Gemara seems to say, but I'm just saying from my own personal experience, which seeing it was okay at the Maisa, I didn't really start Hakter Shiva and the Lumdis. The Shiva just told me that you're supposed to fight for a mitzvah. So you don't say, well, listen, someone else will do it. I want to be an Anav. He says, Anivis doesn't play a role when there's mitzvahs around. You don't be an Anav. Say, okay, I'll let the other guy have the mitzvah. You have to fight for the mitzvah.
The other way to learn the way Rebbe was learning, the way to learn our Gemara, that Limid is better than Lomad, would be that Limid is only greater when no one else could do it.
No. Our Gemara is saying that even if you're not like the Shultz, then Limid is greater.
But even if other people could do it.
Yes, but then there's a different Sfarah that comes in of Anivis, and that could be Daicha.
But how does that fit with our Gemara? If our Gemara says Limit,
you know, this our Gemara is talking in theory when you don't have the Sfar of Anivis. But if you could have the Sfar of Anivis, so Anivis, that would be Pashup Shanim and Brachis, that Hillel is saying that when Anivis comes in, so even though that's what I thought was the Gemara Brachis was saying, that even though teaching Torah is a greater mitzvah, but for the sake of Anivis, you give up.
Maybe give up.
Certain time you give up mitzvahs for midasitis. So midas, you should give up. That's what I thought the Gemara was saying. For some reason, she did not learn it that way. I don't know.
The shot is there's already bala yado, meaning the high note, you already were in the parsha of that mitzvah, then you should fight for the mitzvah. Shas pizur kanes is that you're a shot of going out to find the teach. Going out to find the teach when you know there's already other people trying to go out to find the teach, then it's anivus to not go out and seek it in the first place. But as far as once it's already here, the opportunity is here. The mice, someone else is also trying to get that opportunity, then you should fight for it.
Okay, maybe. Anyway,
Rabbi, there's a similar story brought down about Rebach Ber, but this was a different situation where there was a job that he wanted, but he didn't want to be an anav. He didn't want to push for it. So he didn't push, and someone else got the job, and then he was depressed. And then Reb Chaim Brisker told him, you know, the Aron is Mibayis Mechutz Tzapenu, that the Aron was covered with the outside and inside with gold because it's supposed to be Tochach Kibaro, but the innermost core was still wood. You're allowed a little bit of Shalol Lishma. He told me he should push for the job, even, you know, and be Shalol Lishma to get the job.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this story. Where are you pulling this story from?
Making of a Gadol was before, I think, yeah, it was Making of a Gadol.
Oh, that's what you get for reading books you're not supposed to be reading.
But it wasn't Purnachem because it was false, Purnachem because it was true.
Censored books. We'll throw you out of yeshiva for reading.
That's what has all the good stories, right?
It's what's my smicha. Oh, wait, then get yeshiva smicha. Okay.
Okay, hang on, I'm only teasing you. Okay, I'm not familiar with that story. See, I never read Making of the God, though. Okay, anyway, but let's get back to our sugya, if you don't mind. So the pashtus, I would like to leave this for to maybe do a little research, but the parshat shot is that there's a tremendous machlokes here going on between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam versus the Shultas. That Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam seem to hold that learning, teaching Torah is the highest level, and the Shultas seems to hold that teaching Torah is the lowest level. And they're mamish, a very big extreme. And it seems to be, it would be a tremendous nafkamina of halacha. Like the guy say, if a person is learning in Lakewood, and there are, you know, should you go ahead? If you don't need the money, should you better sit and learn? Or should you go out and teach? According to the Shultas, there'll be other people who do the job. And you should better go and learn. You can learn. You better learn.
Rebbe posed a chakir before. What's the Havana in Mevili de Maisa? Is it a mystical thing, a Barasi Yitzhahara, or is it practical? I'm not answering Rebbe's question. It's sort of a tangent. In the Shiltas, the Chari, you see that it has to be a practical Vard, because if it's mystical, then when Rabbi Yochanan had the opportunity to teach his Talmidim, he's also learning. If it's a mystical force,
that happens to be one of the svaras that they say, why I think Rashiva held to that svara. Why did Rashiva held that teaching others is better? Rashiva held it's a marsha that by Rav Chia went ahead and said he made the Torah should not be nishkaf, right? There's a Gemara when Rav Chia and Rav Chanina were arguing with each other. So Rav Chia said to Rav Chanina, when you're arguing with me, it's the end of Ksuvis. I caused that Torah would not be Mishkach. Why? Because I went ahead and I taught each kid one of the...
First made the parchment, right?
And then I taught each one one Chumash, and then I taught each one to teach the other. So the Marsha says that the reason why he did it that way is because this way he got them all not only to learn, but also to teach. And the Rasha seems to say that teaching is the highest form of learning, because Lilmod Amanas Lename is a higher form than Lilmod Stam. There's Lilmod Amanas Lame and Lilmod Amanas Lasso, but those are higher than just plain Lilmod. So that's what the Rasha says, that Rav Chia did it this way so that they should be Amenas Alame, and therefore that when they're all learning will be Amenas Alame, and there'll be a higher learning. So he, Rashi did say what you're saying, that when you're learning to teach, either while you're learning, before you teach, or likewise while you're teaching, so it's not a lower level of learning, it's a higher level of learning. Because it's Lilmod Amanas Alame. But yeah, I don't know. But you're saying that since Saif, it's your timing, I hear you, your timing, that if the board, the chashivas of learning is maybe the Maisa, then that's not a good svara. Right? That's what you're timing, if it's practical. Right? That's what you're timing. In other words, I was saying that when you teach, it's Lilmod Amanas, you're also learning. So you're saying, yeah, but you're not learning what you need to know, and therefore thought maybe they might say for you.
Right. I'm saying that the only way it would make sense is that if you see Rabbi Yochanan, whatever the shaila they asked Rabbi Yochanan, he already knew. So therefore he should have put on his tefillin first. But if the pshat is that it's a mystical thing, maybe Lide Maisa, so then Viter.
Simply speaking, as far as his own lima, there wasn't something overus. Meaning here you have people to teach. The mitzvah is tolling the fact there's people here to teach. So then, if as far as your own learning, put on your tefillin, then you'll do your learning. Like, it's just, there's nothing that's ma'akev you to go ahead and put on your tefillin first. Here you have, like, you need to have these people here to teach. It's like a little bit makes like the mitzvah bal yado. By learning, like, it's like, I don't know. That's why I was talking this on Shabbat. I heard a little bit that, like, but when you have the people here to learn from you, so like, you have what you need to do the mitzvah here right now. You don't like it, if the mitzvah of teaching them is gadol, then do what you have. You have it here to do for it right now. I mean, it gets involved with like, why does the sheltus not hold in general? Like, the sheltus pashup shot doesn't hold as far as your own learning that you learn and don't put the tefillin back on. He pashup shot, he agrees that you put the tefillin back on and then you learn. Why specifically when they're coming to ask his shaila, does he say that you should, the Gemara say that you should have taught them first? I'm saying that might be because like that's here right now. Like, that's in the ability to do that is based on the fact that the people are here right now. You put your tefillin on, it's not muchruch, they'll still be here to teach afterwards. You're right, it's mistama they will, but it's not muchruch. But as far as your own learning, you can put the tefillin on and learn afterwards. Like, it's as far as like, it's not, there's nothing additional necessary. Here's a necessary ingredient of being able to teach them. Like, that's
I'm gonna leave that there. I want to look up to see if anyone speaks about this shiltas. And the way it sounds now, it's just a little difficult that we have such a giant machlekes. But if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. You know, so let's see. Look around.
Are we taking into in this case the fact that there's bits of her of those five people waiting to asking the Shaila if he's gonna put on his tefillin meanwhile for us?
I don't know if that. I mean, no one mentions that. I don't know.
I'm just saying, why aren't they? Why aren't we discussing that?
I don't know.
Rebbe, just a question.
They were learning.
Isn't it, Rebbe, a question? Isn't it Mokra that there isn't a Tosfos? I'm understanding Tosfos when teaching another person is Efshay de Acherim, you should teach the other person any of it, anyways, correct? That's how we're understanding Tosfos.
Tosfos, not Rebbe, not the Sheltus.
Correct.
Yes.
So how does that stem with Bishas? How does that in of itself stem with Bishas Pizur Kanes?
Okay, I don't know. I don't really know.
I'm just saying I'm just trying to point out that issue of horror exists here in and of itself.
Okay. Okay, yes. Yeshikayach, everybody. Okay, take care. Okay, connect.